Good evening, I'm Mel Young. Welcome to this month's Folk Show Roadshow. The world returns tomorrow at its regular time, and we join performance today at 9 tonight.
They don't have no mercy in the land. They don't have no mercy in the land.
Every month we feature an artist or two recorded in central Pennsylvania, from hot new bands to legendary performers who not only entertain, but also share a life's worth of stories. Roy Bookbinder has met a lot of interesting people as he's traveled the U.S. and the world, and you are definitely going to hear stories tonight from a concert recorded this past September in New Freedom, Pennsylvania, part of the Wagon Shed concert series. Some of the introductions are as long as the songs themselves, even with judicious edits. But I promise you that if you like the music that developed out of Greenwich Village in the 1960s, you'll enjoy his stories.
Well, you look in the bed, you find your mother gone. He won't give you time to get ready in this land.
The music at the center of Roy Bookbinder's musical life is that of the Reverend Gary Davis, who was his teacher in New York early on and with whom Bookbinder developed a close association. Since Roy is going to share many stories about Davis in the next 2 hours, I thought I'd share a bit of the Reverend Gary Davis himself. Here is Death Don't Have No Mercy, recorded at Gertie's Folk City in 1962.
Death don't have no mercy. Stay away from nobody in the land. Death won't stay away from nobody in the land. Well, they'll come to your house and it won't stay long. Well, you look in the bed, you find somebody gone. Death won't stay away from nobody. Takes a vacation in the land. Death never takes a vacation in the land. Well, they'll come to your house and it won't stay long. Yeah, you look in the bed, you find somebody gone. Death never takes a vacation.
That's the Reverend Gary Davis. You'll hear lots about him ahead, especially in the second hour. But get ready for stories about Blind Blake, Pink Anderson, Pegleg Bates, Diamond Teeth Mary, and lots more. Here's Roy Bookbinder, starting the concert at the Wagon Shed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really nice to be back here. I like this place. They get the perfect chair. It's just high enough because I've been standing up lately. I got a strap. And I started playing standing up in the beginning. Then I started sitting down. Then I got this cool strap at the Blues Festival in Eureka Springs, Arkansas about 20 years ago. And I stood up for about 7 years and then I lost it. So I started sitting down again. And then somebody gave me this cool strap. I started thinking about standing up again. I put it on my guitar for about 2 years and then one day I decided to stand up. And it's really fun to play standing up, but this is a great chair. So I'm sitting down. The beautiful ride up here from, I don't know where I was. I was in Hagerstown. Nobody gets here by accident, do they? I put a lot of miles on. You got your money on a pony, won't run. Oh, what you gonna do? You're down to your last buck. You know you can't buy no more fun. You know what should have happened. You know what could have been. You know we would have got there, but your pony didn't win. What you gonna do? Yes, what you gonna do? You come to find out your baby's been stepping out on you. You gonna do? You finally see the light, you realize you never had a clue. She used to drive you all day, used to ride you all night. Now the girl don't do nothing, Lord, but fuss and fight. What you gonna do? You get a call from the bank, get out the house you live in, ain't your home. What you gonna do to take your automobile to leave you on the streets all alone? Well, you can tell your ma, tell your pa, but they never want to see you back in Arkansas. What you gonna do when your baby says you're gonna pack up and go? What you gonna do? Man, I won't be missing her raising sand. She ain't good looking and she don't dress fine. The girl can't cook and she's always lying. Could have been worse, they say. Could have been worse, you know. Could have been worse, just wait. Could have been worse, you'll see. Her mama don't like me and she told me so. In my business sticks her nose. She'll pop in, doesn't have a clue, and she'll catch us doing the dippity-doo. Well, it could have been worse, they say. Could have been worse, you know. Could have been worse, just wait. Yeah, it could have been worse, you'll see. That's for sure. If she hears some trash, she just wants some more. Could have been worse, they say. Could have been worse, you know. Could have been worse, just wait. Yeah, it could have been worse, you'll see. Well, it could have been worse. Yes, it could have been worse. She likes her wine, smoking these reefers all the time. She gets so high, can't hardly stand, and she can't remember that I'm her man. Could have been worse, they say. Could have been worse, you know. Could have been worse, just wait. Yeah, could have been worse, you'll see. Good gal left with another man, and won't be missing her raisin sand. She ain't good looking, and she don't dress fine. The girl can't cook, and she's always lying. Could have been worse. Thank you very much. That's another one from the new album. It's actually a couple years old, but it's going to be the new album for a long time. I mean, I got a rack down there. The CDs go on. There's room for 9, and I'm up to like 11 CDs. So I got to stop making CDs, I think. If it doesn't fit in a rack, it's awkward, you know. Besides, I don't know if I could ever write anymore. Here's one I wrote a long time ago when I moved to St. Pete. I met my new wife down there after spending 17 years living in the bus with my first two wives. It didn't work out so good. I met Nancy down there in St. Petersburg, and she took me home and showed me that little cottage in downtown St. Pete. I said, Lord have mercy, I think I'm in love. Been there for 18 years, 20 years now. Lived in sin for the first couple. It's called a St. Pete Blues. Get your ups and you get your downs. That's what it takes to make a fool go around. I said, hey, hey, baby. You ain't so such much, you know. Ooh, I'm going back down south. I'm gonna leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Don't look back, mama. You might not like what you see. Oh, you're scheming and you're dreaming. Never set your poor heart free. Hey, hey, baby. You ain't so such much, you know. Ooh, I'm going back. All this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Papa told Mama how it's going to be. Mama said, Papa, Daddy, you just wait and see. Hey, hey, baby, you ain't so such much, you know. Ooh, you know where I'm going. I'm gonna leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Say, save all your sorries. You might need one someday before you move your lips. You better stop and think what you're about to say. Hey, hey, baby. You ain't so such much, you know. That's right, I'm going back down to St. Pete, Florida, and leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Sorry, you might need one someday before you move your lips. You better stop and think what you're about to say. Hey, hey, baby, you ain't so such much, you know. Ooh, I'm going back down to St. Pete, Florida. Leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Your ups and you get your downs, that's right. Make a full go round. Hey, baby, you ain't so such much, you know. Ooh, I'm going back down south. Like I said, I'm gonna leave all of this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. To do a couple old songs by my old friend Pink Anderson. He wished he could be here today, but he's dead. So I was just down in Florida, and I was down there for 5 weeks after the cross country tour to straighten up some business and sweat a lot. Very humid down there. But on the way out, I had a really nice tour. Last Thursday, I was in Jacksonville. Friday, I was in Savannah. Saturday, I was in Columbia. And Sunday, I was in Asheville. Tuesday, I was in Reston, Virginia. And now I'm here. And tomorrow, I'm at the Del Mar Folk Festival. So it's a good run. I wish this could have happened when I was 50. But I'm holding up pretty good. Pretty good. But on the way up, in between Columbia and the next one, I stopped in Spartanburg. That's where Pink Anderson was from. He was an old guy when I met him in 1970, I think it was. And he made two records in 1928 with Blind Simmy Dooley on second guitar. The guy taught him how to play. I was hanging out with Reverend Davis in those days. I'll tell you about him later. And he told me, if I'm going down there looking for Pink Anderson, to look for Simmy Dooley. So long story short, I met Pink Anderson. It wasn't easy to find him. He lived on a dead-end street there, and I got there, and there was a padlock on the door. So I thought maybe he died. I inquired next door, and they said, oh, no, he just locks up tight because he got a lot of stuff in there. He's kind of a bootlegger. I said, oh, I see. So I was sitting there playing the guitar, and because 2 hours I was getting bored, and it was springtime in Spartanburg. It was beautiful. The dogwoods were popping out, and I was playing the guitar, and the kids were dancing around in the puddles, and then he came up the dead-end street. I walked up towards him. I said, you must be Pink Anderson, a tall, skinny fella. He said, tell me something I don't know. I said, my name's Roy Bookbinder, and I just drove 36 hours looking for you. He said, I owe you money? I said, no, sir. Matter of fact, I owe you some. He said, how much? I said, $50. He says, give it to you. So I reached into my pocket, pulled out my Missouri bankroll, and peeled the 50 off the roll of ones and gave it to him. He looked at it, looked at me, and put it in his pocket. And a little bit of a pause there. He said, how come you owed me $50? I said, well, I made a record of one of your songs. He said, that was you playing the guitar, trying to play the guitar on my porch there? I said, yeah. He said, that record must have been a hit. I said, yeah, they sold hundreds of them. He said, well, I'll be damned. And we became pals, $50, you know. Spartanburg was a different city. And got him to play guitar again eventually. He had a stroke, that's why he stopped working. He worked in Chief Thundercloud's medicine show as late as 1964. Chief Thunderclouds Medicine Show, and he told me he went on the road in 1909. It was C.W. Blair's Medicine Show. They worked medicine shows, and the deal was he and his the musicians would drag the streets for a crowd, and then the doctor would sell the medicine. That's how it worked. Pretty cool. Some of these medicine shows were run by Indian chiefs. At the end, he was working for Chief Thundercloud. I don't think they were really Indian chiefs, to tell you the truth. But Pink introduced me to his friend Pegleg Sam, who was still working with the chief when I got down there. And Pink and Peg decided that after we piled up a little bit, that I should go out with the chief in the spring of 71. I said, yeah, why not? Let's do it. So I was pretty excited about that. And then I got a call that winter from Pink. I said, the tour is off. I said, what tour? I forgot. He said, the spring tour with the chief. I said, oh, what happened? He said, the chief, his heart attacked him. I never heard that expression. I said, what? He said, he's dead. I said, oh, damn. So that's it's going in my book, Near Brushes with Stardom, number 19. I had a lot of near brushes with stardom. But next time I saw Peg, because the chief died, he was on the folk circuit. So we can't talk about a guy being out of place. I mean, he was a dancer. Peg-legged dancers were big in those days. I actually knew three of them. The most famous was Peg-leg Bates, who was huge. You can go online. I hate to talk about that kind of stuff. But there are video clips of him out of movies working with his partner, tap dancing down the spiral staircase in tuxedos. And the cat could dance. Anyway, this is one of the songs Pink Energy used to play. I just want to tell you about a man named Coons. His home was down in Tennessee. You know he made his living. He was stealing chickens and anything he could see. The Popeye man runs so fast that his feet never stayed in a row. If a freight train passed, it never mattered how fast he'd get on board. He was a traveling man, that's right. Certainly was a traveling man. He was the most traveling man that ever was in that land. You know he traveled everywhere. Ooh, he was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Now listen, the police hired an automobile with the purpose just to chase old Boone. They were chasing him from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7:30 the next afternoon. That Popeye man run so fast, fire did come from his heels. He burned up the cotton and he scorched the corn. He might as well have drove to the farmer's field. He was a traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. You know that he was the most travelingest man in the land. Yes, he traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught, never got whooped till the police shot him down. Now listen, that boy went down to the spring one day to get himself a pail of water. The distance that he had to go couldn't have been more than 2 doggone miles and a quarter. He got there and got his water, but when he started back, you know that he stumbled and he fell down. He ran to the house, got himself in a bucket, caught the water if it touched the ground. He was a traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. The people said he was the most travelingest man in the land. Traveled everywhere, that's right. Known for many miles around. Didn't get caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down. Now listen, that boy was on the Titanic ship the day it was going down. He was standing out by the port side and he had his head hung down. When he did jump overboard, everybody said he was a fool. About 2 minutes after that, the cat was shooting dice in Liverpool. He was a traveling man, that's what they said. Certainly was. He was the most, you know what I'm saying. He traveled everywhere. Ooh, he was known for many miles around. Didn't get caught in the whoop till the police shot him down. Now listen, the police shot him with a rifle. The bullet went through his head. people, they was coming from miles and miles around to see if that traveling man was dead to telegram. Down south where his mama lived, she was upset and carried away with tears. She walked up and opened the coffin's lid, but the fool had disappeared. He was a traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. They said he was the most. That's right. He traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around, but it didn't get cold and didn't get whooped till the police shot him down. Now, the police caught the traveling man. Oh, they had him up to hang one day. The jurymen all asked that traveling man, what in the world did he have to say? He begged the jurymen to bow their heads, to bow their heads in prayer. He crossed a leg and he winked an eye and he went up to there. He was a traveling man, like I said.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sirree, Bob. That was a good song. Pink told me back in the day, he said, I said, how long have you been playing that song? He said, 50 years. I said, 50 years? Seems like a long time then. I've been playing it for 50 years now. Unbelievable. I liked a lot of old blues records I heard during my experiences coming up on this scene. And Blind Blake was especially fun for me to listen to. He had a great right hand. Left hand wasn't too shabby. A lot of the old blues singers were rediscovered during the folk revival and the blues revival that happened in conjunction with that. And it was a miracle that it happened in the 60s because these guys were in their 60s and 70s. And they were some of them still could play pretty damn good. Some of them had given up music. And a lot of these fellas, I mean, one year at the Smithsonian Festival down the road here, they had like 10 guys that made records in the 1920s and 30s. Amazing. And it was a heck of a night. All recorded by Gene Rosenthal of Adelphi Records, who recorded my first album. And he was at my gig the other night, and he says, all that stuff's going to come out. They're putting it out now, which is pretty amusing. But Blind Blake was one of the great guys. And none of the old guys, you know, you'd ask them questions about the day. And a lot of us were asking about Blind Blake, and some of the guys knew him in Chicago. They said, oh, he was just an amazing guitar player, but don't know what, he just disappeared when the Depression came. Nobody knew what happened to him. He recorded for Paramount Records, which was up in Grafton, Wisconsin. They finally found a death certificate for Arthur Blind Blake in Milwaukee. But it makes sense because Grafton, Wisconsin was where he recorded, and in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is where he had a wife, and it doesn't say he had children or anything, but it told us he was born in Newport News, Virginia. We always thought he was born in Georgia. So the facts are still coming out. Even Reverend Gary Davis, who was a genius of a player and really didn't have much respect for other players, but Blind Blake, he said, he had a sporty right hand. So I'll do my version of Blind Blake. I can't really play it as good as any of the guys, but hey, I'm what's left. This one's called Hey, Hey, Daddy. Feeling blue. Hey, hey, your dad is feeling blue. Your dad is feeling blue. Your daddy don't know what he's gonna do. I said, hey, hey, dad is feeling blue. Hey, hey, love you both night and day. Hey, hey, love you night and day. You know your daddy's gonna love your mama night and day. Your daddy don't know what he's gonna say, but hey, hey, your daddy's feeling good. Hey, hey, love you till the day you die. die. Your daddy's gonna love your mama till the day you die. Your daddy don't know the reason why. Hey. Feeling blue. Hey, hey. Daddy's feeling blue. Your daddy's feeling so blue. Your daddy don't know what he's gonna do. Hey, hey. Your daddy's feeling blue. Hey, hey. Gonna love you all the time. Daddy's gonna love you all the time. Said your daddy's gonna love your mama all the time, at least until he makes the last verse rhyme. I said, hey, hey, your daddy's feeling. Your daddy's feeling blue. Daddy don't know what he's gonna do. I said, hey. Hey, your daddy's feeling.
You're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU.
Here's another Blind Blake song. I first heard Dave Van Rock do this back in the 60s. Blake recorded over 80 songs between 1926 and 1931. Well, I met a gal at a cabaret. She said, pretty papa, are you going my way? She was mad to know what it was all about. You know, she took me home just to kick me out. She broke my nose, split my chin. She said she didn't want me hanging around again. The girl chased through the kitchen, into the hall. Beat me with a chair till my head got sore. I said, that'll never happen no more. No, that'll never happen no more. That's right. That'll never happen no more. My mama bought a chicken and she thought it was a duck. Put it on the table with his legs stuck up. That'll never happen no more. Lived in Chicago in the winter and fall. Told me to wear my overalls. I got broke and it was my fault. I was used to eating pork chops without no salt. I met a sweet little gal. She had a big mink coat. Ooh, a Cadillac car and a 40-foot boat. She pulled a gun and took my dough. I didn't holler and I didn't get sore. That'll never happen no more. Oh, that'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. Went to a party last Saturday night. I got into drinking. I was feeling all right. I lit up a reef and I smoked some gin. You know, I sat back. I was waiting for the fun to begin. A little pretty mama come up to me. She said, hey, Roy, daddy, let's woke up next to the day in an empty bed. My pocket was empty. I had a pain up. That'll never happen no more. No, that'll never happen no more. Oh, that'll never happen no more. Oh, baby, that'll never happen no more. I used to dance with a woman they called Cherry Red. When I got through boogie and the fool fell dead. I used to love to hear Reverend Davis, the old guy, sing that verse. And here we are. Great medicine show. The big one was it was a big tent show called the Hattacole show. The Hattacole was a medicine, a cure-all, you know, like Carter's Little Liverpools. And they had a road show, and they had different entertainers in it from different times. They had a huge circus tent. Thousands of people could fit in it. Bob Hope was part of that at one time. Jimmy Rogers was a part of that one time. No, Hank Williams. Hank Williams was singing for Hattacole. That was big. That was big. And that was in the 50s. And Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm, they had a song in their one of their band albums called W.C. Walcott's Medicine Show. Great song, great band. That's the last band I really went nuts for. I still love them. And there's a line in that song about the lady with the diamond smile. Remember that verse? You remember that verse? Some people, they love the song, but they don't remember the verses. I knew the lady with the diamond smile. Her name was Diamond Teeth Mary. She was a classic blues singer from the 20s, though she didn't record until later. She didn't want to get ripped off by them New York people. She was telling Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey. That's what she told me. She my brother-in-law, Rock Bottom, not his real name. Rock Bottom, I ended up marrying his sister-in-law. Worked out good. But he got wind of it that Diamond Teeth Mary was in a retirement village in Bradenton, Florida, right south of St. Pete. So they started going down there to visit her, and she was singing in the church a lot. And they convinced her to switch teams and get back into the blues. You know, Rock coerced her. He brought her down to Kmart and bought her four outfits with matching hats and sparkly shoes. And he booked a tour of Europe, Rock Bottom and the Cutaways, featuring Diamond Teeth Mary. And now she no longer had diamonds in her teeth, because she told us that in the 50s, when her dear parents in Huntington, West Virginia, where she was from, passed, she had to sell her diamonds to bury the parents. So, but before every show, she was a sensation in Europe. People were going nuts, you know, bouquets of flowers from the mayors. I was there for one of those shows at the Blues to Bop Festival in Lugano. Mary tore it up. She would put, she'd get a gum wrapper foil and put it in her mouth, so when she smiled, it looked like she had diamonds. From a distance, it was good, you know. And she came back from the tour, and she went back to her retirement village, and she did a couple local gigs, and then she started singing in the church again. But one night, Rock Bottom had this blues band, and one guy used to be a dentist. So one night, he and the dentist guitar player, they snuck into Mary's retirement village, and they grabbed her teeth, which was soaking in a jar, and brought it back to the dentist's garage, where he had all his dental stuff in case he needed a fallback career. He kept all his stuff back there. So they spent the whole night working on her teeth, and they put zircons in her teeth, about four of them, and they got them glued in there good. And then they snuck back into, Mary was still asleep, they snuck back in and they dropped the teeth in the jar they were soaking in. I just love to picture that morning. Mary gets up, gets ready for breakfast, puts herself together, no easy task, and looks in the mirror, and she's got diamonds in her teeth. She must have thought she died and went to heaven. It was unbelievable. So Rock decided at this point this would be a good time to tell her we could do one more tour of Europe. And she went for it, boy. You know, one trip to Kmart, $60, and she was geared up for the tour. The only reason I mention it, because Mary, Levon Helm, in 1949, he was about 8 or 9 years old, and he lived in Arkansas, where he was born. And lo and behold, in 1949, the Rabbitfoot Minstrel Show was touring the South with a huge tent show, and Diamond Teeth Mary was the headliner. So Levon no doubt saw the lady with the diamond smile. How about that? People say, how do you write your material? Do you spend a great deal of time? No, none at all. So I wrote this song for all the medicine show people. Step right up, folks, you just got to see the magnificent, magical, mysterious menagerie. It will amaze, it will amuse, arouse and astound. No doubt the most bodacious show in town. Pack up your sorries, kiss away your cares. You won't have to worry no more. Now listen, if you're tired and run down and life ain't worth living no more, and you can't hardly drag yourself out of bed like before, you got no health, no vitality, no vigor, no zest. The chief's Indian remedy, elixir's the best. Now don't hesitate, you don't want to be late. Get there before it's all gone, yeah. On a record, I got a hot clarinet player there. doing the best I can here. Step right up, folks. You just got to see the magnificent, magical, mysterious menagerie. It will amaze, it will arouse and astound. No doubt the most bodacious show in this hair town. Pack up your sorries, kiss away your cares. You won't have to worry no more. You gotta drink it neat, it ain't too sweet. Before long, you'll be back wanting more. Yes, the chief will make you believe the doc ain't there to deceive, and the story he weaves will relieve you. Some of your pain and all of your chains, but you'll be glad that you came to the show. Yeah. They got a peg-legged dancer and an Indian chief. They got them a blues-singing lady with diamonds in her teeth. They got a two-headed turtle. Man, you just got to see it. They got a chicken that can count to 10. No lie. Follow them down to the free show tonight. You don't want to miss it begin. And step right up, folks, you just got to see the magnificent, magical, mysterious menagerie. Thank you very much. Now, some of you have no doubt heard the Amazing Grace before. I'm following a theme here. This particular song is about Amazing Grace. And it was written by a young kid, and I heard him at a songwriting contest at Merlefest one year, and it blew my mind, this song. And I never go to the songwriting contest because, like, you know, how much sensitivity can you stand on a Sunday morning? But the kid really caught my attention. I was on my way somewhere else, and I, whoa, that's a good song. So I went backstage when he finished. He got a nice hand. And I said, kid, that's a really nice song you wrote there, very clever. He said, thank you, sir. I said, I want your song. So I had to give him my address on a napkin with a Sharpie. I said, mail me that song. So he did, and I fooled around with it for about a year, trying to learn the words and make up a guitar part that fit. And I got it all together. Now, you've seen this kid. You've seen this kid, but you don't know his name. Because he, if you've seen John Prine, you've seen this kid. He's the kid that stands on his right and sings harmony and plays guitar and mandolin, slide guitar. Jason Wilbur, skinny old kid. He's about 50 now. This is called The Ballad of Amazing Grace, or sometimes we just call it Amazing Grace, How Sweet She Was. And we can take a short break after this song because it's impossible to follow this song. That's the carnival lick there. Getting the flavor of it? Amazing Grace was a carnival queen, never was rich or famous. She traveled the land with Sideshow Dan and his true life freaks of nature. Now they say that Grace had a giant brain, her IQ was 160. The girl had tattooed over every inch of her skin. Man, she sure was a beauty. She could lift a man with either hand, twirl one in her teeth. She could bend her back like an acrobat. You know that Grace could juggle with her bare feet. Amazing Grace. How sweet she was. Now listen, Sideshow Dan was a hog of a man, crooked as the funhouse stairs. And everybody smiled when he whispered lies about his secret love affairs. You can bet that Dan was a happy man. Grace was walking by his side. She had a face like an angel and a body like a building, and she laughed like a funhouse ride. Dan always promised to take his Grace to sunbathe in Tahiti, where she could lay naked as a jay and display her technicolor body graffiti. Amazing Grace, how sweet she was. Now Flying Paul, the Cannonball, and the Snake Man, Johnny Hiss. Peg Leg Roy, the Buck Dance Boy, and Mysterio, the Mentalist. Leon the Giant and Little Eddie Small said they both thought Grace could have been the very first tattoo lady astronaut or the U.S. President. Think about that. Now listen. Western Willie was really from Philly. He couldn't even ride a horse. But he looked the part and he could stop a girl's heart. He had the fastest trigger in the world. Late one night between the lion's cage and Marco's house of mirrors, Willie and Grace made a plan to shake the sawdust off of their heels. For Grace wasn't happy to live in a tent, travel from city to city. She saddled up the midnight Greyhound bus, you know she rode away with Willie, Amazing Grace, how sweet she was. Now flying Paul the Cannonball and the Snake Man Johnny Hiss, Pegleg Roy the Buck Dance Boy and Mysterio the Mentalist, Leon the Giant and Little Eddie Small said they both thought Grace could have been the very first tattooed lady astronaut or the U.S. President. Now Sideshow Dan still makes the rounds with the true life freaks of nature. In every town he asks around, have you seen that tattooed lady? Late at night he sets up all alone in his trailer back behind the midway, drinking whiskey and soda, staring at his faded Tahitian travel posters. The moral of the message is a lesson to learn from Sideshow Dan's big blunder. Don't take a girl for granted, you might be standing in the presence of a natural wonder. Amazing Grace, how sweet she was. Now Dan asked Flying Paul the Cannonball and the Snake Man Johnny Hiss. He asked Pegleg Roy the Buck Dance Boy, and he even asked Mysterio the Mentalist. Now Leon the Giant and Little Eddie Small said they both thought Grace. That's not the way it goes right there. I screwed it up. Dan asked Flying Paul the Cannonball and the Snake Man Johnny Hiss. Ask Pegleg Roy the Buck Dance Boy, even ask Mysterio the Mentalist. Leon looked high and Eddie looked low, and they both thought Grace could have been the very first tattooed lady astronaut or the U.S. President. Take a little break. Thank you.
Roy Bookbinder has left the stage at the Wagon Shed in New Freedom, and he and the audience are heading downstairs to mingle and enjoy a potluck buffet. I thought this intermission would be a good time to hear a song from Pink Anderson himself, and then one more from Reverend Gary Davis. And we're going to hear a lot more about Reverend Gary in Roy Bookbinder's second set from the Wagon Shed concert. Right now, here's Pink Anderson from Medicine Show Man, Volume 2, released in 1962. Here's Greasy Greens.
Folks, I'm just a man from New Orleans, crazy about them greasy greens. If I don't get them 3 times a day, I'll get mad and walk away. Them green, all I want my green, they just won't dawn. Soft and easy, good and greasy, wild about them greasy green. I love them. Well, I'm south, I was born to raise them good old green corn. Sweet potatoes and black-eyed peas, green tomatoes and pecan trees. But them green, all I want my green. Boy, they won't stop for the red light. Soft and easy, good and greasy, wild about them greasy green. Mommy, you can cook a lima bean. You can cook something I ain't never seen. But honey, when you fix your table for me, you don't fix nothing but them green. All I want my green, boy, it just won't stop. Soft and easy, good and greasy, while about them greasy greens. That meat you knew must be fat to cook them greens so greasy like that. If you don't use nothing but natural lean, honey, you can't cook no good greasy greens. Them greens. All I want my greens, I sure do love them. Soft and easy, good and greasy. While about them greasy greens. That meat you knew must be fat to cook them greens so greasy like that. If you don't use nothing but natural lean, well, you are them greens. All I want my greens, you just won't stop. Soft and easy, good and greasy. While about them greasy greens. Mm-hmm. I see greens upon your shelf. You must be saving them for someone else. I guess in your pot, honey, how much greasy greens you got? Them greens. All I want my green, just want don't. Soft and easy, good and greasy. While about them greasy green, heat them up then. I don't care what your mama don't allow. Bring them greens here in a house. Soon as I get them, honey, I'll be gone. Your mammy won't know that you put them on. Them green. All I want my green, they just won't don't. I soft and easy, a good and greasy. Wild about them greasy green. Bring it on down to my house, hon. Ain't nobody home with me. I've been looking at you all day long. Looks good to me. Now your papa gonna buy a Coca-Cola. Play a piece on your grandpa, grandpa. No, why don't you come on down? Come on here. Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me. Why don't you come on? Bring it on here, ain't nobody home but me. I've been looking at you all day long, you look good to me. I got a handful of nickels and a pocket full of dimes. A house full of children ain't never one mine. So come on, honey, bring it on here. Ain't nobody home but me, do you? Ain't nobody home but me. Why don't you walk, talk, squawk, mom? Ain't nobody home with me. I'm looking at you all day long. It looks good to me. Oh, well, the frog told the elephant, says, you need a grunt. You just mad because your tail in the front. Come on down to my house, huh? Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me. Why don't you beat it up, miss it up, and bring it on here? Ain't nobody home with me. I'm looking at you all day long. It looks good to me. When God made a woman, yes, it made a mighty funny, made lips on a mouth, yes, as sweet as any honey one. Come on. Come on, honey. Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me. Why don't you come on, come on here, ain't nobody home with me. I've been looking at you all day long, you look good to me. Well, the monkey told the elephant, I'll bet you a dime, you can't twist your tail like I twist mine. Come on down to my house, baby, ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me. Now you bring it on down to 250 South Forest where I live. Ain't nobody here but me. I've been looking at you all day long. She looks good to me. Up here she's little, down here small, little bit further. Well, who got dog? Come on down to my house, huh? Ain't nobody home but me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home but me. Walk, talk, squawk, huh? Ain't nobody home with me. I've been looking at you all day long. You look good to me. I used to dance with the woman that they call Cherry Red when I got through boogin' that fool fell dead. Come on down to my house, babe. Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me.
That was the Reverend Gary Davis, from the 1962 album Live at Gertie's Folk City. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio, an outreach service of Penn State. You're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead in an hour.